Which of these astronauts participated in NASA's longest spacewalk? Peggy Whitson, Susan Helms, Scott Kelly, or Buzz Aldrin? Susan Helms joined James Voss in a 2001 space odyssey lasting 8 hours and 56 minutes. Astronauts Helms and Voss were installing new equipment on the International Space Station. Theirs was one of 234 spacewalks conducted on the most expensive man-made object. NASA calls these missions EVAs, extravehicular activities, and two of them were completed within the past week. NASA astronauts Mike Hopkins and Victor Glover Jr. upgraded some batteries and installed some high-definition cameras on Monday. They were assisted by NASA's Kate Rubins and Japan's Soichi Noguchi, who were operating a robotic arm from inside the space station. The latest spacewalk took 5 hours and 20 minutes, but the astronauts experienced 7 cycles of day and night during that time alone because the space station is orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour, so lots of quick bright sunlight and quick cold darkness. NASA says the astronauts outside the space station don't feel the extreme cold and heat, but they do have heated gloves to keep their hands from getting too cold. 2 more spacewalks are planned for the weeks ahead. One is related to the station's power supply, and the other will include more upgrades. About 240 miles beneath the ISS, an effort is underway in China to save the golden snub-nosed monkey. This is one of the most endangered primates on Earth. Conservationists say their numbers are dwindling because of habitat loss and hunting. Other animals, like wolves and tigers, try to catch golden snub-nosed monkeys for food. People have also sought these primates for their fur and meat. But some Chinese wildlife officials have been able to breed the monkeys in captivity, and community programs near their natural habitat are helping as well.